Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey Planner World, thanks so much for supporting Planners and Wine. If you are looking for more amazing content, make sure you head over to our Patreon page. We have exclusive bonus episode, exclusive content, and an amazing community that you cannot find anywhere else. Now is also the perfect time to join because we may or may not be debuting an exclusive Patreon-only spinoff show in the coming weeks. Just letting you know, you ain't here for me. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and check out the link in our show notes and get signed up for our Patreon today. We'll see you over there.
What's up, guys? And welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Megan.
And I am Myra. Welcome back to another week.
Yes, new episode, new month. It is officially July. And man, we are for real halfway through the year. And it is just flying by. So crazy. It's going to be the holidays before we know it, Myra.
I just need to get through our birthday season. Mm-hmm. Halfway through it. Yep. For the household, like, then I get my little break in August. Well, mm-hmm. not even August, September. Mm-hmm. And then.
Yep. Right back into
it. Into the holidays. But yep. I didn't plan this family life out right at all. I have a month break.
What is planning, actually? Like,
I don't know.
You know what
I'm saying? Why does this podcast exist?
Like, have you heard that saying? It's like, don't tell God your plans or something. It's some type of saying that basically says God or whoever you believe in or whatever, the universe don't give a damn about your plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's facts.
Yeah, that is literally yep. facts. But yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'm kind of gagged that it's already July though, but
I know. Q3. It's so crazy. Time goes by so fast. Like me and Dallas were talking earlier. And I was like, man, because I remember going to the fireworks show in our community that we lived in Texas last year. And I was like, we were looking up a fireworks show to go to here. And I was like, wow. I was like, literally a year ago, like we were in a whole nother city, whole nother state, whole nother house. We've been in an apartment since then. And now we're in a whole nother house again. It's just crazy how fast time goes, but how so much can happen in such a small amount of time as well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's how the time flies because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. it's just a lot going on, but it's good things though.
Good things, thing. Yes, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so yeah, let's go ahead and get into it because I mean, you know, these companies are changing as well, so we can talk about that. Happy Planner yes. has a new release. Coming to Walmart. I'm not sure if it's going to be on their website as well, but I know for sure it's going to be at Walmart. And it's basically like a watered down version of Happy Planner. It's like on the O-ring coil, whatever you want to call it. Very, very slim. Puts you in the mood of like the simplified planners that are in Target. It's literally like that size mm-hmm. of those planners. It's very, very thin. I'm assuming the paper is probably thinner than their regular paper. Dividers are basically just paper. Tabs are, you know, totally different, and like Happy Planner is in like itty bitty little font on the front. What do you think about that, Myra?
Yeah, so I mean, I did a little bit of digging because I was mm-hmm. curious. So it is only going to be at Walmart. Mm-hmm. They did mention that the paper is thinner than the Happy Planner's paper, which I mean, how thin can you go?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that.
on the scale of planners, Happy Planner is one on the lower scale of paper quality.
Right.
That's a fact.
Right.
So I'm just like, it's basically just printer paper. I don't know. It kind of seemed like from their audience, with them showcasing it, a lot of people are like, okay, is this going to be on this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just wasn't. I think this is a line that was not meant for their current audience, mm-mm, which is kind of weird because they're promoting it to their current audience.
Right, right. And I believe it is just student planners, right? Is it just student
they
planners?
Had like vertical layouts and stuff.
Oh,
too.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. I only saw the student one, like the inside of it during their live. They did do a live, so if you're interested in really seeing it, you can go to the Happy Planners Instagram page and check it out. It's probably somewhere on YouTube or something, possibly as well. But yeah, I don't know. It's because we already knew Happy Planners has been trying to reach a broader audience, obviously, over the past couple of years, where they have been putting more of their stuff in Target and Walmart and Amazon, things like that. But now they're literally creating planners for those, or for Walmart at least specifically, that is just very, very different than what they currently have. So I'm trying to figure out, are they trying to just swoop up that audience who is, you know, going to Walmart, going to Target, and who is buying like simplified or like day designers kind of watered down planners? Like, is that who they're trying to mimic? Because it's basically kind of the exact same business model as those companies. Like, they have their flagship planners that you can only get on their website that are much better quality. And then they have the ones in Target and Walmart that are, you know, still beautiful, still really nice, but it's just definitely not on the same level. Cause even with the prices, I mean, Happy Planner is already a very inexpensive planner. Yeah. I believe the 8.5 by 11 size of this planner is like $15, which is, you know, you can get a Happy Planner for that amount, but only if it's on sale. You're not, that's not the regular price of a Happy Planner, like a normal, you know, discount Happy Planner. So yeah, it's interesting.
It's interesting is the word for it. It's just weird because it seems like all of their affiliates or squad members or whatever are promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know, like, how are you trying to push it to your current audience? Because that's not what they like. I mean,
yeah,
even the comments are like, you know,
yeah,
they're saying this isn't it. Honestly, these planners are not made for people who are in the planner community, period.
Yeah.
And it's really weird that they are having their squad members push it.
Right, right.
To people who are in the planner community. This is given very much so somebody who's just looking for something. They just happen to be in Walmart and pick it up, like, oh, it's $15. I can, you know, write
school starting bag. They're in their school shopping or whatever, and they just need a easy student planner or whatever, or a work planner, and they just pick it up because it's cute and keep it moving. Yeah. So that is an interesting thing, because it's like, if they are trying to make it for, you know, just the run of the mill person who just wants a random planner, then why is the squad promoting when those people who are just walking in Walmart just and picking up a random planner, they're not following the squad on Instagram. Mm-mm. They probably have no idea the planner community.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a planner is truly just a planner to them. So it's like, who are they really trying to appeal to? Because the Happy Planner is like core demographic, like that's on Instagram, that's in the planner community. They want the disc bound. I mean, those are the disc bound gals. Like, and you know, they might give something else a shot every now and then, but more than likely, those are the through and through disc bound. So even just the format of the planner alone just doesn't even fit with what they would potentially be looking for. Because back when I was a diehard Happy Planner gal, I mean, I might have gave this a chance just to see about it, but there's no way I would have been using it like as my primary planner. You know, it would not have replaced any other Happy Planner that I was using.
Yeah, it's just so strange. It seemed like it's going backwards for the company, because honestly, like, the appeal of Happy Planner is that it is affordable.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. It's colorful. It's, you know, playful.
Right.
It has personality. It's not just that Walmart or Target planner that's sitting there. And they built this whole huge, massive brand off of that. Then to turn around to make basically that Walmart planner that's just sitting there.
Right. Exactly. Because, and then I have questions like, so do the Happy Planner stickers fit these? because this is not the normal sizes of happy planners at all. And that's another thing that's appealing about happy planner planners with their stickers, is that they fit each other and they match. So will these fit the stickers? And also with the paper being probably a lower quality than regular happy planner paper, once you put that sticker down, it's there for life, unless you want to rip that paper. Mm-hmm. There's no way that it is coming up. And even like, if they are looking at like Day Designer and Simplified and trying to kind of mimic their business model, Day Designer and Simplified do 2 releases on their website per year. They do one like for an annual planner, and they do one for an academic planner. That's it. They're not coming out with release after release, you know, every other month, all these different layouts. They have basically one main planner that they come out with, you know, twice a year. That's it. So, well, they have a couple of little variations, but they have their one main planner that they come out with twice a year. So I don't know. It just doesn't really match. I feel like the happy planner trying to do too much. And I feel like we've been saying that for a long time.
Like, yeah. You know? Yeah. And it kind of sucks because it seems like even their affiliates and their squad members are going to try and hype this up. And it's like, we know you don't fucking like this.
Yeah, we know. Well,
for us.
Even if you don't mind it, we know that y'all are not going to use it.
You're not
going to
use that.
Not going to use this. There's no reason for any of them. But when there is Happy Planner has a student planner already. They have a vertical planner already. So why would something of lesser quality take the place of either one that you already have? It just does not make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. So
it doesn't. Yeah. And I mean, those people that are promoting it, I would say, are like heavy stickers. Mm-hmm. They have multiple planners. This just seems like something somebody just picks up and throw in their bag. They're not worried about stickers. Mm-hmm. They're not worried about decorating. It's literally just pen to paper.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, I mean, I haven't watched any of their videos, so I truly don't know if they gave their honest opinions, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if they said this was the best thing since sliced bread.
Well, yeah, that's what, you know, that's what the girls usually,
I mean, I'm just going off of experience.
The thing to me that was the most egregious about these new planners was those dividers.
Oh, they thought you were gonna say O-rings.
No, not the O-rings. That would be your most egregious thing about it. My most egregious thing is the dividers, like the paper. Because honestly, that's my favorite thing about happy planners, besides it being discount, is the dividers. I love the beautiful, colorful, different, you know, dividers that they have in every single planner. Like I feel like no other company has as good as the of dividers as happy planner to me, because I love, like, they're really good quality and you can still write on them no problem with the same pen that you're writing on the rest of the paper with. I love it. So for them to take that away and to literally have paper, just like a regular piece of paper divider with, you know, whatever,
with a tab on it,
with a cheap tab, not a even cheap one tab. Of the good blasphemy.
It really is. I totally agree. Like that's the whole appeal of happy planner. I love it. I still go into like Michael's and I'll take a peek, like just peek through, because you know you got the little plastic thing around it, but peek through it just to see what the dividers look like. Not that I even want to buy it, but it's kind of fun to see the different colors and the things and how they put it all together.
Absolutely.
And you just pick that away. But again, I don't think this new release is for us. That's why it's just so weird that they have their squad members promoting it to people like us.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, exactly.
The math ain't mathing.
Right. I totally agree. Because, I mean, they literally have rolled this out as if it was just any other release, you know, having the Instagram Live, having squad members get packages and make videos showing it and doing all that. And it's just not. It's just not the same. It's just not for us. Yeah, the people who are looking up planners on YouTube and Instagram, they probably already have a happy planner and this ain't what they're gonna go for. So I don't know. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how well this does and if they keep it up. Because I did notice over a couple of releases ago, they did come out with more spiral bound, I guess, O-ring like planners, you know, those hard cover ones that they do. They came out with more of those covers recently. Yeah, they were really, really cute. Yeah, they were really cute. So it'll be interesting to see, but we'll keep y'all posted. If any of y'all end up buying those planners or using those planners, report back, let us know, send us a DM to Planners and Wine Instagram, and let us know what you think about it. And also let us know if the stickers fit, which I think I know the answer to that. They don't, but I want to know for sure. Because I don't
actually, one of them is actually an A5 size, which, you know, Happy Planner basically came up with their own sizes.
They did.
So it's just kind of wild. I just, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's such an identity crisis, and it's entertaining, honestly, to watch them try to figure out what lane they're going to be in.
Yeah, it is an identity crisis, but it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, I don't really think a lot of us, especially once they took out that colored box on the dashboard layout, most of us stopped complaining. So I don't really know what's up with all this extra stuff. I feel like if they want to make changes to their company, the planners aren't where the changes need to be.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you know, maybe we stop complaining, we as the planner community, but maybe they're like, okay, we got y'all.
They want to grow. They want to grow.
Yeah.
They want to grow. Yeah. Yep. I definitely think that is what is up with that. But yeah, we'll see. We'll keep y'all posted. I don't know. Maybe if I find myself at Walmart anytime soon and I see one, I might just pick it up and try it out myself.
Yeah, maybe. I was thinking that too. Because I mean, and that's the thing too. And honestly, with regular Happy Planner, they're so cheap. If you just want to try it, it's worth just picking it up just to see.
Yep.
But you already had that. You didn't need to do. But that's fine. We can move on.
It's fine. Yep. And okay, so EC has a lot going on right now. So they just put up a sneak peek of their Minions collection. Is there a new Minions movie coming out soon?
I thought it just dropped tonight or today, Friday. It's out today.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So this collection will be available on the EC website on July the 6th. It's actually really, really cute. Like, I'm not offended by these covers at all. Like, I'm not really like a Minion stan. I don't have a dog in the fight when it comes to the movie. Like, it's a fine movie. I watched it probably a million times, or the other ones a million times because of Mason or whatever. But yeah, it's cute. I could see myself maybe getting Mason like their handwriting notebook or something with one of these covers. I couldn't see myself using it for myself at all, though. What do you think about it?
I was trying to pull it up. Yeah, I couldn't see myself using it on this. It's cute though.
It is very cute.
Yeah, it's cute. But also, these are one of those collections, like, we like Minions in this household too. We stare. They're cute, banana, you know, all that. But it's just, I don't know. I just can't justify spending that kind of money on Ashton. A notebook, you know, let me clarify, for a notebook that he's just gonna scribble in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Facts. Yeah, that's absolutely
maybe if he was a bit older, and if I mean, it could be for, like, you know, first, second, third graders. I can see myself buying it for that, just to kind of that, if Minions their thing and they can have it to go to school with, but not my almost 4-year-old. Yeah.
The thing about these, like, movie collabs that EC, or these character collabs, whatever you want to call them, that EC is doing, like, I could see this doing really well if it was on, like, a watered down version of an EC, you know, student planner or a notebook in Target or something. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know how many people are going to the EC website to get Minions in Jurassic World and things like that, but I feel like if they were like at like brick and mortar like stores, I could see them doing like well. Like I said, I have no idea how they're doing, but it would just make more sense to me if these were in stores, you know.
Yeah, with the back to school collection, because the kids are just going to see Minions you know, grab it. But yeah, I totally see where you're coming from on that. I don't know, I'm wondering if the huge success with, and we've talked about this before, but the huge success with Star Wars and Hello Kitty, maybe they're trying to see what is going to be the next, you know, iron that strikes. But we said it before, Star Wars and Hello Kitty just transcends.
They transcend everything.
Minions is such a niche down.
And it's like a age specific, because obviously anybody of any age can watch Minions and enjoy it. Yeah. But like, there are Star Wars fans from literally 0 to 90 years old. There are people who love Hello Kitty who are probably well into their 50s, 60s. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I don't know how many, like, grown people are really just, like, diehard Man stands. Like, they might have seen the movie because they're kids. They might enjoy the movie. They might think it's super cute, but do they want minions on their planner? You know, I don't know. I feel like they need to, if they're going to keep doing this, it would make more sense to me to focus on these like cultural phenomenons like Star Wars and like Hello Kitty instead of just any character popular movie. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, yeah, it's such a niche down.
Mm-hmm. Even Wonder Woman transcends. Like, we always forget about too. Wonder Woman. Like, Wonder Woman falls into that category of like Star Wars and Hello Kitty way better than Jurassic World and Trolls and Minions, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But these, like,
it's cute. It is cute. It's like one of those, Minions is just one of those popular things, but it just does not transcend. Like, if they had like, oh, this would be cute, like Animal Crossing. Everybody would. I mean, us, of course.
I'm about to write an email because I low-key want that. I know I high-key want it.
The planner community will go wild for it because I feel like a good amount of us do play that and know
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I don't think Animal Crossing is on the same level as Star Wars and Hello Kitty.
No, yeah, it's not. Know? It's definitely not. Right. Right, right, right. So. That's true. But there is a huge segment of the planner community who is very into Animal Crossing, so...
Just saying.
If y'all PC, if you're listening. I know y'all are.
Shout out to Nintendo.
Hello.
That will be a good one. If y'all,
if they can get the Star Wars license, I feel like Animal Crossing... Oh, you no can way get Animal Crossing. Costs as much. You know,
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Yeah, Star Wars is Disney. Of course, it would cost way more. Unless,
oh, well, that's what I'm saying. If they,
we agree then.
We on the same side. Oh my gosh! They also have their back to school collection as well as Star Wars. Myra, you received this box? Did you? Didn't you?
The Star Wars box. I did. Yes. Okay. And it is fire. Because it is a cult classic and they just do it well. I don't know who's on the design team with the Star Wars stuff, but
it's always a hit.
Raise always immediately. A
hit. Immediately, yeah. Yes. Immediately more money. Don't lose them, please.
Please don't. Keep them on the payroll. Oh, but gosh. It was everything. Even the kid items in there, like I can use this. Like period. The kids planner, I can use this. 3 subject notebooks coming out. I think they have that in the Minions too, but it's just really good.
I do need a 3 subject notebook, EC, so I might have to get that. And I saw from the back to school collection, they have this kids reading log, but honestly, there's no reason that an adult couldn't use it as well. And I really want to get more into reading and stuff, so I'm probably going to end up getting that. I think it's like A5 size. Very excited about that. It's
really, really cute. And it was like a Harmony Neutral kind of vibe. Or was it the new Rainbows? Maybe that was
the Rainbows was the cover. I don't know the inside. If there's a theme to the inside, I'm not sure.
Either way, it says kids, but we definitely will use it. You know. It's not giving Minions, like, you know.
It's not giving Minions. Do they have an adult
Minions, but
reading log? I feel like if they do, it's definitely not on a spiral. It might be one of those like petite planners if they already, but if they don't have it on the spiral, they should definitely do like an adult reading log, A5 size on a spiral, because I would absolutely use that
for sure. Yeah, the girls will go nuts for that. I'm actually really curious about this. It's in the back to school collection, this wall dry erase removable wall thing.
Is it kind of similar to, I see it.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you can put like different lists and to-do lists or chores or whatever.
Yeah, it looks like one size is the days of the week. And then you have like this huge like notepad that you can rip off the paper to it. But it's removable and all dry erase. So I wonder if this is like something they're doing instead of that big wall organizer that everybody went and sold out. You know what I'm talking
about? They don't need to do this instead of, this needs to be in addition to that, because the girls are begging for that to come back, and that is very expensive and we love it. I really, really want one of those as well. So EC, they love getting rid of good stuff. Cut it out.
See, I don't think they got rid of that. I think it was a
manufacturer
supply issue.
Maybe so. Maybe they're still working on getting that back. Maybe they're just they were like, we need to be offering something in the meantime.
But the girls still want that. We do. Clearly.
The girls is us. Yep, exactly. So yeah, they had a lot of good, and you know what? Right before we started recording, guys, we were talking about how Target already is getting their back to school section ready and they need to chill out. And this is like, oh, we were just talking about EC with their back to school release. We didn't tell them to chill. It's different. Okay.
It's different. It's different because it's stationary.
That's literally it.
That's the only difference. But yeah, I'm actually pleasantly surprised with everything. Like even some of these accessories I'm looking at in the back to school. Add it to the cart immediately. Yes.
I need to go on the website and really check out a lot of it because I was trying to avoid shopping right now. But you know, it's different when it comes to stationery. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I'm really obsessed with this like clip thing. It has a ruler on it. That thing.
Oh, that's cute.
It's so cute.
That's very cute. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. But yeah. EC pretty much does right with the back to school, though.
They do.
I mean, I obviously the Star Wars is always bussing, but you know, I'm kind of biased on that one. But
I know, I know. Hopefully, you know, next time we have Tanya or somebody from EC on the show, we should definitely like ask them like what goes into the decisions behind the collabs. Like, how do y'all decide like what movie franchise to make a collab with? I would really, really love to know, you know, if they're able to tell us any information they could tell us about what goes into that. I would love to know more about that process and how they choose. I'm really interested.
For sure. That would be really interesting because isn't like another Fantastic Beasts movie coming out sometime soon? I mean, I'm just saying, if y'all just going down the movie list, that's y'all way in the Harry Potter.
I know. Right, period. Exactly. One just came out, I believe, either in March or April.
Okay.
And they did not do a collab, even though I think that was the third movie of that franchise. I don't think it's the last
the trilogy
movie.
Over? Oh,
okay. I don't know. I have no idea if it's just supposed to be a trilogy or if there's more to it, because the last movie, it definitely, you know, left the door open. It wasn't like a real ending. So, you know, the Harry Potter universe don't do just three movies. It got to be seven or eight. Like, we're not done there. So we'll see about that. We will see about that. So since June has come to an end, I kind of wanted us to talk about, you know, Pride Month and Juneteenth and the representation that we saw of that or both of those things in the planner community. Things that we thought were like hits, things that we thought were misses when it comes to how companies did things. Is there anything that really stuck out to you, like good or bad, from how Juneteenth and Pride Month were handled in the planner community, Myra?
Offhand, it is a little bothersome that a lot of companies use the wrong colors for Juneteenth.
Okay, let's talk about that.
It's not the African pan colors.
So it should not be black, red, and green, and yellow.
Yeah, okay.
And you know what? I'm going to give them a little bit of grace because I didn't even know what the Juneteenth flag looked like. I did not know what the Juneteenth, I literally just thought that those were the colors just because that is what it seemed like everybody thought, at least these companies thought, but it really does take just a simple Google search to realize that it's actually red, white, and blue.
Yeah. Like America.
Like America. Yeah, so it would have like I said, I'm not gonna knock any company for not knowing that when I didn't know that my damn self, but the first company to use the correct colors next year definitely gets a few points in my book for just taking that extra step and not just seeing what everybody else is doing and just assuming that that's correct just because that's what everybody it's doing, but you know, just finding out for sure. So yeah, that was interesting. That was definitely interesting, because I mean, pretty much anywhere and everywhere that you see anything Juneteenth, you're seeing those colors, that black, red, yellow, and green for sure.
Yeah, I even Googled it and there's still a mix of that. Most of the images are the actual flag.
Okay.
But you still have that mixture of that, you know, that Pan-African color scheme. But yeah. But like you said, I mean, I'm not like fill out the survey mad about it, but it's just like it just was a simple search to, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Something I will say about how at least Juneteenth was portrayed in the planner community, and you know what, not even honestly just in the planner community, but just in, you know, advertising and marketing just in general, in America, I didn't love how it is framed as like a celebration. I feel like obviously from like Black people, it is a celebration, but I feel like from companies, like one, there should never be any type of Juneteenth sales. That is tacky as fuck. And we will definitely get into that a little bit later. But also like, cause if you think about what Juneteenth is, it is an acknowledgement of the date that the last slaves in the United States were finally freed, because the people who had enslaved them did not inform them that the war had ended 2 years prior, and it took I believe it was like Union soldiers who reached them and were able to let them know that they were free. That is sad. That is horrible. Yeah. These people were, I mean, as stripped of freedom as they already were, that time in being an enslaved person had 2 years added onto it for no good reason besides the people who enslaved them were just absolute trash and couldn't even play fair once the war was over, once they had lost. Like, it's really fucked up. It is. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I feel like from Black people, absolutely it can and should be a celebration, but I kind of wish that there was a little bit more of an acknowledgement from companies about what Juneteenth truly, truly is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really sad how that went down for those people. And I feel like companies should have approached that in a more solemn and respectful way than, hey, it's Juneteenth, hey, here's a sale. That's kind of tacky. They're very tacky for me to, you know, of them. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. What do you think about that? Do you kind of see where I'm coming from on that?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think a lot more education, because this, I mean, this is a lot of people are just now finding out that this holiday existed within the past 2 years or whatever. So I think it does require a little bit more education. While I do find it to be very tacky to have like a Juneteenth sale, I mean, companies have Memorial Day sales, you know, so it's capitalism. So
it's a lot of tacky like sales to go around.
Capitalism in general is tacky.
They sale, like, capitalism is very tacky in ghetto.
It's tacky. 1,000%. Yeah. 1,000%. So I'm not like shocked about it, but I feel like overall, I mean, from what I've seen in the planner community, I felt like it was, as far as the sale part of it, was handled pretty well. A lot of folks using like summer or, you know, something along those lines as far as a sale, because I mean, at the end of the day, these are companies, these are business, they're here to make money, so I'm not, you know, knocking them for that. But I think from what I saw, obviously, I can only speak for myself, I thought it was the sale part of it was handled pretty well.
I think so as well. Yep. What about Pride Month? Did anything stick out to you about how companies handle Pride Month besides like the like very abrupt you know, change from all the rainbows and all that on Pride Month literally the second it was July 1st? Like, you don't see any of that on, and that's not for planner companies. This is like for companies in general, like all that is just absolutely gone, wiped away. Like they just couldn't wait to just like rip the shit down. You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
yeah. I seen the funny meme of a person was actually, the picture is a person blending fruits together. And the caption was like, companies on July 1st at midnight, like them just blending all of the rainbow stuff that they had up. I thought that was funny. Kind of sad, but true. But yeah, I mean, I feel like Pride overall, obviously, you know, I'm not a part of that community, so mm-hmm. I can only speak from the outside. I thought overall and the planner community was handled pretty well, mm-hmm. but I would have loved to see a little bit more acknowledgement that we need to celebrate and push this all throughout the year.
Right.
I feel like with Black History Month, I kind of seen that, mm-hmm. you know, after that was over, you know, companies saying we need to uplift mm-hmm. and 365, but I didn't really see that much with Pride Month.
Keep the same energy for Pride yeah. Month, people.
Yeah. Yeah. Only person, 100%. Well, not a company, only person I seen do that was Danny.
Yep, shout out to Danny.
Yeah,
doing the
Lord's work.
The Lord's work for real.
While sick, mind you. I got a whole damn team, and mm-hmm. he out here doing the Lord's mm-hmm. work while sick.
Yep.
But yeah, I would love to see that more of a push because we need to uplift. Mind you, there are Black gay people, so we fit in that group too. But I feel like there was more of a push during Black History Month because everything that went down in 2020. I feel like if 2020 didn't happen,
it was the same thing
that's happening with Pride. Yeah.
Absolutely. It was very little acknowledgement only while the month was going on. Mm-hmm. And then once the month was over, it was absolutely nothing. Was over. So
yeah.
I totally agree. Like, you know, any, you know, sticker companies that make, you know, sticker kits or whatever directly for these really special like months and holidays, why not have those throughout the year? Or if for whatever reason, if you can't have it throughout the year, maybe have it before the month so that we can have the stickers and stuff that we need to make the pretty spreads. Like, what good does it do me being able to buy a Juneteenth kit only on Juneteenth? I'm not going to be able to use it till next year because I'm buying it like the day before Juneteenth. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Pride. Like, what good does it do me being able to buy something for Pride in the month of June and missing the opportunity to really use it and show it off? Like, have these things available beforehand so that people can be able to really use it throughout that month, but then still be able to do stuff throughout the year also. Like, I don't know why companies feel like they can't be loud about these type of things throughout the year. Like, obviously when the month is there, the holiday is there, you can go extra hard, but you should be going hard all year anyway. Mm-hmm. If you're truly an ally, like, it shouldn't take it being the month, or it shouldn't take some, you know, disastrous opinion coming down from the Supreme Court for it to get your attention again, for sure.
Yeah.
No complaints really in general about the planner community, but just mm-hmm. capitalism just overall. And overall, it's just, I think it's just going to continuously be a work in progress. And I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like there are always going to be companies who claim to be allies who are really going to kind of toe that line between showing that they kind of care, but not wanting to really piss off a big, you know, part of their customer base who don't fuck with us, who don't fuck with the LGBTQ+ community. And it's just like, if you're an ally, you got to be all in. You can't be half out. You can't be still trying to appease the racists and the homophobes. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to really say F them. You just do. So.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, there's always room for growth, right? Mm-hmm. So I just hope, you know, as we move forward and we celebrate these months and things, mm-hmm. it just gets a little bit better
every
year.
Yep. I hope so too. I really, really hope so too. Something else that we can talk about where companies in the planner community really have dropped the ball is when it comes to the very unfortunate overturning of Roe versus Wade. Mm-hmm. I was very, very surprised at, I mean, I don't think I saw one planner company say anything about this on their actual pages. Obviously, there are, you know, people who work for planner companies who have their own personal Instagrams and stuff that we follow who were speaking up and speaking out, but none of the actual companies' pages. And it's like, for the fact that this community is overwhelmingly mm-hmm. you know, female, and the fact that a lot of these companies are female owned and ran, and this is something, because forget what the other side says, this is about healthcare and a woman's autonomy over her own body. So to see them be so deafly silent. I mean, the silence was very loud. It was very, very loud. It was very shocking to me and really disappointing to me. I really kind of had to sit with this and think, like, did I want to reevaluate some of my relationships with some of these companies? Like, because I was really, really bothered by that. And I still really am.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. This is the only reason why I haven't shared a lot of content this past week. And I have some PR boxes from companies that I would love to share, but it's kind of weird for me to come up here and gag as much as I love the Star Wars collection when I haven't seen anything from that company.
Yep.
It just feels weird to me.
Yeah.
Much as I love it, much as I, like, you know, geek out over it, I just, you know, it just doesn't seem genuine. I have another thing from another planner company. They sent me something. Absolutely love it. But I ain't hear shit from y'all. So it's just sitting there. Because it's like, I just don't feel comfortable. I, like, how can I show up for a company that doesn't show up for me?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's just something I've been thinking about. I mean, I don't know where I am now, July 1st at 10:30 PM or whatever. But I mean, obviously it may change, it may not, but that's just kind of where I am. Like, just really having to sit back and think, like, well, damn. Basically, like, we're really like you said, reevaluating the relationship with the companies, because it's like a lot of the companies that I thought it was another Spider Girl. I'm sorry. Oh, boy. Watching tape.
Yeah, Myra had a scare before we start recording. I had to give her a few minutes because she needed her husband to take care of the spider. It's fine.
But I feel like with in 2020, June 2020, a lot of the companies really stood up in everything that happened in 2020. They really took ownership of their wrongdoings and stuff, and, you know, went to make it better. But for this, it was just the radio silence, and it's kind of weird, because, like you said, majority of us are people with uteruses.
It
affects majority of your customers here. Not to say anything just is wild to me.
Absolutely. And a lot of these companies, it affects the majority of their employees, a majority of their leadership, you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. We are in a post 2020 world where before 2020, you know, companies were really easily able to, you know, stay out of politics, stay out of world events, and, you know, nobody even really expected them to say anything about these things happening. But after 2020, when so many of them did take that as an opportunity to acknowledge how wrong it has been for them to stay out of things like that and to try to make changes, it was really shocking to me as well. And we were kind of talking about this before the show, before we started recording. And I was just like, is it easier to stand up to racism than it is to misogyny? But because they both go hand in hand. It's all white supremacy. It all runs together. And especially for these in particular situations, it's the same crowd. The same crowd that were pissed over companies who supported Black Lives Matter is the same crowd who will be pissed over companies who are supporting people with uteruses through this and are acknowledging how absolutely wrong and horrific and dangerous this is to people with uteruses and their families. So I'm just saying, like, it's the same people. Why y'all scared now? I don't understand. And I even told Myra, I feel like had this Supreme Court ruling came down in 2020, you know, during the summer of 2020, once companies were speaking up and speaking out, I kind of feel like they probably would have been a little braver and been speaking out on this. But now that the dust has kind of settled, things have kind of cooled down, they feel like, oh, well, people know where we stand. We don't have to keep saying it. Now it's like they're taking this as an opportunity to kind of stay out of it again. And it's disappointing. And that's like, I can't even be mad at one company, because I didn't see any company say anything about this. It's like they all collectively had a secret Zoom meeting and decided to none of them say anything. So maybe nobody will care if none of us, but if one of us say something and the rest of us don't, then we look bad. But it's like, y'all look bad.
Yeah. Regardless. Y'all, I feel like somebody was just waiting on somebody to do it first, basically, which is still, like you said, y'all, it's a bad look regardless. It just sucks. It sucks. And I mean, it just sucks for, you know, the creators that you work with, because it's kind of a conflicting kind of feeling. Like, you know, obviously we want to promote and we love the products and want XYZ company to grow, but dang, it feels so kind of weird. It feels kind of weird because, I mean, you got to think about your audience too. Like, I mean, people come to this podcast for realness. People come to our individual platforms for realness. So how do I look showing up for a company that did not do the same for me?
Absolutely.
I don't know. It's wild. Absolutely. It's wild. Like the levels of hatred. Like we're okay with the racism, but the misogyny, we might meet those people's monies that are okay.
It's the same people.
Yeah, it's the same.
It's the same people.
It's all the same hatred tree.
It's the same. Yep.
And the people are the fruit from that tree. It's That's the same thing. It all flows.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it's like I said, I feel like as time has kind of gone on, as the days have passed, I've kind of, I don't know, I feel like it's kind of a lesson to adjust our expectations and to honestly not have any, because I feel like at the end of the day, it's not like it's one individual person at these companies making these decisions. It's a lot of people, a lot of different moving parts that goes into this, unfortunately. And at the end of the day, all of these companies are going to do what makes the most sense business wise every time. Every time. So yeah, what I will do though is do what I can to make sure that any of these companies that I am enjoying, that I am supporting, that I am advertising for from time to time, make sure that, you know, they are not directly contributing to this in any way. Make sure they are not contributing to any politicians who are political parties who are pushing this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We can absolutely do that, because it's a lot of these companies who claim to be not just, you know, planner companies, but any company who are, you know, so loud and proud about being allies. And then you look at, you know, their donations and stuff, and you see, you know, they're donated to millions of dollars to Republican super PACs and things like that. These things are helping Republicans get into office, and Republicans getting into office is feeding into these really disgusting and harmful laws that are popping up all over this country right now. So I don't know. I'm disappointed. I am very, very disappointed though.
I agree. And I feel like we're kind of at the same place. As the days go on, it gets not that it gets easier, but I don't know. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say? Yep. We feel a little bit better about it, but
like you're kind of like adapting.
Yeah.
To it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately.
But we can do other ways to make sure that the companies that we support or put our money into isn't in turn putting that money into people who are setting us back, setting the country back.
Setting the country back. Yep. Oh. Yep. It's a, it's scary times. It's scary times in the U.S. It's scary times in the planner community, unfortunately. And I don't know. I hadn't felt this sad in a while. I really hadn't. Like, this, how I felt this week is very, very reminiscent to how I was feeling in 2020. Except in 2020, it was a lot more anger and rage. And right now, it's just sadness and just like a loss of hope. Like, I feel helpless. I feel helpless. Like, I literally just don't even know what to do. So that's why I'm genuinely very, very disappointed in a lot of these companies that I really, really love and really love to support, for not using their platform and doing something about it. Like, a lot of these, you know, they're lucky that International Women's Month is not till next March, because imagine if it was like next month, y'all better shut up. Like, I will be pissed then. I will be very mad then.
Oh my God. Facts though. Like, you know? Seriously. Yeah. The feeling, I guess, is the same. I feel like in 2020, since we did have the height of the pandemic at that time, that anger and that sadness and that hopelessness was also mm-hmm. consumed in a vacuum of not being able to go out and not mm-hmm. knowing the state of the world. Yeah. So it was even more heightened. But right. yeah, that I still have that same feeling of hopelessness and betrayal, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know, y'all.
As well. Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough. It's really, really tough. It's really tough to stay hopeful. It's tough to focus. Like, I really don't know where to put my sadness and my energy to. So I really mm-hmm. just have been trying to put it into work, put it into my family, put it into our new house, like find things in my daily life that bring me joy so that things that are going on in this country and the world don't affect me and bring me down as much as they do. Cause I mean, man, I feel like over the last 2 years, really over the last 6 years, ever since 2016, it has been shit show after shit show. I am so exhausted. I feel like I have aged 15 years in the last 6 years. Like, I just need a break. We all need a break. Like, something has to give. Something really, really, really good needs to happen soon, because it's too much. Like, Judge Ketanji has been, you know, officially appointed to the Supreme Court, and mm-hmm. I just thank her so much for not being like, actually, never mind.
Because facts, girl. Yeah, it's ghetto. I would not blame her at all, but we do we need you, sis.
We need you, sis. And it's like, her vote might not make a huge difference right yeah. now with the conservative majority, but mm-hmm. the good news is, you know, judges don't live forever, and yeah. as long as we got a Democrat in office, when there's another vacancy, we might have a shot in hell of turning this ship around before it starts sinking. But my gosh, I feel like I'm just gonna keep using Titanic as a metaphor. We getting real close to the iceberg, peeps. We gotta start turning. We gotta start turning. Have you seen the Titanic movie?
Myra, I know what the concept.
Myra, were you raised in a bunker? Were you raised in a
bunker? There's see, no, I was not.
Okay.
Although with the Harry Potter thing, that was a whole religious thing.
That was a whole religious thing.
We know that one.
We get that.
But with the Titanic, too long.
It is very long. But it's a good movie. It's a very good movie. It is on Netflix currently. But honestly, if you want the Cliff's Notes of the whole incident, all you got to do is really go to the Wikipedia page. It's based on a true story. You can just read about, because the movie is like,
was the band the only black?
It's like historical friend, huh?
That band was
the band wasn't black in the movie.
It wasn't black at all.
I don't think there was anybody black in the movie, actually.
Oh, okay, maybe that's a parody.
It's basically historical fiction. It's like a true historical event, which is the ship you sailing and sinking with a fictionalized mm-hmm. story around it, basically. So yeah, you don't need to watch the movie. Just when we done, just Google.
I mean, I like, you know, I know the concept and Leo is in it, Leonardo, mm-hmm. it, you know.
I love that movie. It's so good. Yeah. It's so good. But yeah, the ship is back. We about to hit the iceberg and we don't have enough life jackets. We don't have enough lifeboats, because that was another thing.
And apparently women and kids don't go first.
And on we definitely don't go first on this boat. That is facts.
White men only, light up. White men only.
Literally. White men for, you know what? That could be the title of this episode. The ship is about to sink, or the ship is sinking.
Oh, I thought you were about to say white man only. I said Apple.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No.
Apple's not happening.
This is making something about a boat, okay? Oh my gosh. But yeah, literally, you know, laughing to keep from crying.
Seriously. Yeah.
And then one thing, it's just like one thing that's so weird to me about this country, the world, whatever, like how when really horrible, very scary things like this happens, we are still supposed to go about our lives as business as usual. We still got to go to work. Our kids still got to go to school. You know, capitalism don't stop. Nothing stops for this. And you just really don't have any time to really process. Yeah, exactly. Like I had my one-on-one with my boss this week, and usually my one-on-ones are only like 30 minutes. Me and him literally spent like 45 minutes talking about all of this. And it was so refreshing because I've never been in a situation at my job to where I felt like I could talk openly about something like this, you know what I'm saying? Whereas it should be so normalized. And I get why a lot of workplaces don't want you talking about politics and don't want you doing that. And I'm sure if the higher ups knew, they probably wouldn't be super you know, pumped about it, because they don't want you talking about that. But it's just unhealthy to hold all that in, especially if it's something that deeply affects you. Like I would never try to talk about this to somebody at work who I know is just going to disagree with me, or who I know doesn't feel the same way. But if you have people around you that you know, that you trust, and y'all are able to have conversations like that, I think it's healthy to do it, just to let it out, just to, you know, scream and cry and do what you need to do, but also be, you know, solution oriented and trying to figure out like how we can stop this ship from sinking, because it's going, we're picking up speed. We can see the iceberg and we still not turning. So
yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, I mean, our company has been very progressive, but they haven't said anything about this decision. I literally just knew because our, like, I mean, they go in for Pride Month, they went in for Black History Month, like AAPI, they went in for that. Crickets.
And it's,
I just knew we was gonna get a Dick's Sporting Goods email,
right? Right, exactly. Saying, hey, you know, if y'all need to get these services, we will reimburse you. Yeah. And I have been, there have been a lot of companies who have been stepping up and stepping out and doing that, but it has been like really big companies, I guess, who can afford to do that, or who can afford to take the chance of how that's going to look to their customer base, or who just don't care. They have leadership who is extremely progressive and just get it. But yeah, it is, it, because like you said, my company is very loud about, you know, Black History Month, Juneteenth, Pride Month, all of that. Like, who knew that women were at the very bottom of the totem pole? I didn't know that. I didn't. So as Black women, we're doubly at the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. It really does suck. I just knew it was going to be that, but yeah, no. And it's just, like you said, we still have to go about our daily life and continue to work, continue to have that same level of productivity, which I did not have at all. It just was not in me this week. Like I just made it through and did what I can, but it just sucks. It sucks. I'm glad you had like your manager to kind of discuss that with. I don't fuck with them people at work like that. So yeah.
I feel you. It's definitely not intentional. My manager is just such a friendly, like, people person, and he's a Black man as well. So, you know, I feel like when you're working with another Black person, you already kind of have that built-in trust. But then when you have a few conversations and it's kind of confirmed, like, you know, because, you know, I've had some things go on at work and he has just really had my back. So I just knew that he was cool to talk to.
He was a safe person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was a safe person. That's the thing. Mm-hmm.
Folks don't realize we have to navigate too. You have to make sure even at work, talking just in general, even about work things, that this is a safe person to discuss stuff with.
Yep.
Or it, you know, it doesn't backfire into you being angry Black woman kind of thing.
Girl, hello. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. That's definitely something that we always have to keep in mind. And, you know, the majority of the work situations I have been in have not been just inherently safe spaces. Like I remember literally my first day at the very first school district I worked in when I became a teacher in Texas, a teacher made a comment about, can you believe, because it's like in a kind of a smaller town, she was like, can you believe that so-and-so store had like Black Lives Matter written on their window? And I'm literally standing right there like my first day literally right in front of me, just no awareness that as a Black person that this would be offensive as hell to me, just none at all, you know. So
was this the same district that had that whole issue? Was that you that had the whole mm-hmm. issue with the drag queens and oh. the parade? Was that the same district?
No, I don't think so.
God, no, Texas, so. Come but on that, now.
That district would have for sure. One that, like, honestly, literally that district just made national news because they banned hoodies from being worn. It's a public school district now. Banned hoodies completely from being worn at the school. You can't even have a jacket with the hood on it. And then they also made it so if you are over, like, no, fourth you cannot wear something. Dresses. Yeah, you can't wear yeah. dresses or skirts over the fourth grade anymore. This is not what y'all want to be making
F y'all
for.
Like, yeah. What? Yeah. I'm sure the parents are going insane.
And it's under the guise of professionalism. But my thing is, if professionalism is truly the reasoning, like, one, what is unprofessional about a dress or a skirt? People wear that in professional settings all the time. Mm-hmm. Two, how are shorts more professional than a dress or skirt? Because those were not banned. And three, how can you justify a teacher still wearing a dress or a skirt if they're so unprofessional to where kids shouldn't wear? And four, why do kids need to be professional?
The kids. I don't know. The hoodies thing is giving Trayvon, so it's giving mm-hmm. racism.
It's giving racism.
The skirts and dresses is giving misogyny. It's giving sexism.
And it's also giving homophobia and transphobia, because I do have a mm-hmm. friend who works in that district, and I talked to her about it recently, and she told me that she believes the reason why they did that is to head off trans girls from wearing dresses and skirts to school. That's what she thinks the real reason it is. So, yeah.
Trash is that?
Also, Texas, there are some teachers. I don't know if they're teachers, educators. I don't know who they are. But there is a segment of people in Texas right now who are trying to get the word slavery taken out of textbooks and to not be used in the classroom anymore, and replace it with involuntary relocation.
Girl, bye. Girl, this has been the end of the episode.
I wish I was making this up. I wish I was lying.
So wild.
It's so wild.
I would say, like, Texas want to be its own country, just let them. But people I love live there. So
all I got to say is, if the Martians want to involuntarily relocate me to Mars instead of this planet, this ghetto planet, I'm ready. Beat me up.
Involuntary relocation.
Yep.
Girl, it's slavery. Stop trying to rewrite history.
Literally trying.
When
to
you don't learn history, it repeats itself. So what
and
does
my
that
thing
say?
Is the version of slavery that they are that is already taught in schools is so whitewashed and watered
it's
down.
So
anyway.
Watered down.
It's offensive to me that it's not watered down enough for them. It has to be truly just literally rewritten, because that's literally what that is. It's literally just rewriting.
I talked about it all, honestly.
Gross.
A lot of my, like, Black history, mm-hmm. a lot of that I either learned from my family mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. in college.
Yep.
I didn't learn. I mean, if it wasn't 100%. Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, it wouldn't have been there.
None of it. Exactly. Yeah.
And that is a part of American history.
It is.
Black history is American history. It like is. You can't take that away. Y'all did it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Y'all did it.
And honestly, I mean, because we all know it's just about them not wanting to take accountability, to have any type of responsibility, to have any type of guilt over the events that happened in the past. But anybody who is white that I actually have in my life are people who acknowledge and take accountability for that history and are actively trying to make the world better and move forward. It's not the people who are ignoring it and dumbing it down and acting mm-hmm. like it wasn't a big deal and acting like we should just get over it. I don't mess with anybody white who has that take on the events that happened in the past. Period. So the way to bring people together, the way to heal, the way to move forward is to have a full acknowledgement and a full accountability, and to teach kids, this, like you said, so that history won't repeat itself. And here we see, after decades and decades of things being dumbed down and, you know, and whitewashed and all this. Oh my God, you see those thinking about me? I can't. Oh, guys, after decades of all this happening, now history is starting to repeat itself. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are moving backwards. We're not moving forward as a nation. Things are getting worse. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, we are living in a post Roe versus Wade era now. And most of us never thought that we would see this within our lifetime, because we just thought, I don't know why we, it's just like, we just had this.
Know, when you're so used to having something. Yeah.
You can't imagine not having it. And this, honestly, this is the first time, people keep saying this is the first time that the Supreme Court has taken a right away. That's usually not what they do. They usually expand rights. They usually don't pull back on them. So it's tough times, man. It's tough times. Yeah, yeah. But
it's wild. Like, my grandparents have literally lived through it not existing, existing and not existing again.
Yep.
It's insane. It's
insane. Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep. I saw a post today that I really loved, that I thought was a very, very good idea. If you go to, because it's going to be off my stories by the time y'all hear this, but she's underscore mighty, mighty, M-I-G-H-T-Y, M-I-G-H-T-Y. If you go to her page, she has a really, really great post about, basically, if you are in one of these progressive blue states, adopting one of our these trash red states and putting your resources toward that state. So if you have, if there are any local elections that you can donate to, any, you know, Democratic candidates that you can donate to in that state, instead of trying to put so many things in so many different places, just focus all your attention on one location, and you really might be able to make a difference in that location. And hey, I'm in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. We could use all the help we could get. So feel free to adopt Tennessee, please. Please.
Hell, do you even have a state that can adopt to you close?
What you mean? No, it doesn't have to be close. It doesn't have to be close.
Okay.
Yeah, proximity has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Really, because she has like a whole thing on her page to where she tells, like, she shows, she basically has like a chart to where if you're in this state, then adopt this state, basically based on the populations. So she kind of matched them up on similar populations, but obviously you can do whatever state
you
want to. So yeah, it's basically just a blue state adopting a red state, or hell, even a purple state adopting a purple state, whoever. Just find somebody to help in a different state. If you are not in one of these states that are currently being affected by this, find a state that you can help and contribute to if you want to in that way. And I mean, obviously focusing on national elections and everything is good too, but a lot of these statewide elections are really, really what is important now, because so much is being decided at the state level, unfortunately, because the states can't be trusted to do shit. That's literally why we had the Civil War.
States' rights. That's every time I just think of that in that accent.
That was the accent. I love it.
But yeah, that's a great post. Maybe we can put in the show notes too, like a link to it or something. So we'll,
I think
we'll
be a good do that. Idea. Yes. Yeah.
That's the one you DM'd us, right? Okay. Yeah. I can put that in the show notes.
Yeah.
So it'll be in the show notes. You can find it that way. And
check it out.
Yeah.
Adopt a state.
It's all hands on deck, y'all.
It really
We have to. And we have to always continue to keep fighting, because we see what happens when we let go.
Yeah. Yep.
It's exhausting. Nobody wants to keep fighting, but we have to.
Because at some point in time over the past 50 years, there has been some type of opportunity somewhere to codify Roe versus Wade into a national law, to where it would be protected and it wouldn't just be at the mercy of the Supreme Court and the mercy of these, you know, state officials and everything. And the ball was dropped. You know, the ball was probably dropped a few different times by people who just expected better. And I wish that we could expect better from other humans. We just can't. You just can't. just can't. It's actually being very naive. Like, we've been very, very, very naive. Like, we should have saw, once 2016 happened, we really should have saw that they were absolutely capable of anything. So, yeah. Good times, man. Good times.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We took a lot of things for granted, for sure.
We did. Yeah.
And we did. We are reaping what we sow, basically.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this isn't the end. We definitely lost that battle, but the war is ongoing and it's forever. And even if, you know, something drastic happens soon and things take a turn, you just never know when the tide is going to change again. So we gotta stay vigilant. We definitely gotta stay vigilant. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, donate to Planned Parenthood, or any of your, you know, any local organizations out there that are invested in helping, you know, women and people with uteruses to get the health care that we need and that we deserve. You know, a lot of different companies and things like that are contributing to traveling expenses and things like that. If you have it to give, or if you can volunteer, do whatever you can. Hell, even if you got to drive somebody over state lines, to help them get the healthcare they leave that they need. You know, do what we got to do, people. We just got to stick together so we can ride this thing on out and hopefully come out the other side way better. But yeah, hopefully we can end the show with some good news next week. But
do we have some good news this week? Ain't nothing popping off.
That box behind me is our last box that I need.
That's awesome news.
So that's really good news. I actually did a lot. I took today off, and I had Mason with me, so me and her went and ran some errands this morning, and then I came home and I was running around this house like a bat out of hell. Like, I was unloading stuff, like getting stuff organized. My dad is coming in town tomorrow. I was not playing at all. So today has probably been my most productive day since we have been in this house. Absolutely. So that's good. What about you, Myra?
That is good. We went out to dinner. That's not really nice. Good news.
No, yes, it is.
Kind of trash.
Was it like a date night, or was it all three of y'all?
It was a group. No, it wasn't. Ashton wasn't with us. It was a couple's date night.
Nice.
But yeah.
The food wasn't good. Where did y'all go? Was it like a local place? Or like a
Cooper's
chain?
Hawk. I don't know if that's.
I never heard of it.
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was okay. This is our second time going. It was okay the first time. So we're like, oh, we'll try something else. And it's just like, all right, you know what? Mm-hmm. No more. We don't have to do this again.
Never again.
But yeah, I mean, other than that, Ash's birthday. When this is out, his birthday's the next day, I think.
Happy fourth birthday, Ashton.
Actually, it's his birthday today. So yeah, that is good news. Yeah.
I love it. Happy birthday to him.
I know. He's gonna have a good time.
Good.
And we don't know what we're doing, but he'll have a good time.
Yes,
sure.
He will. Yes, yeah. He will. Oh, I love it. I love it. I need to make sure we FaceTime y'all on Thursday so Mason can sing him a happy birthday. She'll love that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I'm taking off. I don't know if officially got approved, but if it gets denied, I am sick that day.
Because PTO means prepare the others.
Period.
I'm not going to be there. I won't be there.
I won't. I have been helping out with preparing the others for like 3 weeks at this point. So yes, prepare them for one day. Prepare to be sick of me.
Period. But yeah, guys, thank y'all so much for listening. Make sure y'all are following Planners and Wine on Instagram. Check out our website, plannersandwine.com. If you want any information about the show, check out our Patreon. We are always doing fun things. We will have a shots episode coming out this month, and that is available to our $15 and up tier. So be listen out for that. And if you are interested in joining in on all the fun and getting all of our exclusive bonus content, join the Patreon. We would love to have you guys. Myra, is there anything else that you wanted to let the peeps know about?
Nope. Everything that's coming up behind the paywall, all the dates is up there. Calendar is up. So check it out. And yeah, we will see you in these planner streets.
Yes. Bye, guys.